Introduction. In homes and classrooms across America, a silent epidemic is raging. It afflicts the 8-year-old lying awake, pulling his hair with worry over tomorrow's test. The 17-year-old straining to keep up in AP chemistry on top of the 3 other AP classes and 2 sports and 4 clubs that she thought she needed on her resume. And the 13-year-old still studying past 1 a.m., wondering in the back of her bleary mind if this never-ending contest for credentials, this exhaustion, this feeling of meaninglessness, is all life is. The scourge affects teachers, too, who feel pressured to push children through impossible piles of information instead of pursuing fewer, richer experiences that might teach them more. And it ravages families, who see their hard-studying teen little more than 10 minutes a day and can't understand how such a curious, playful child became a spiritless workaholic. This illness is the race to nowhere. Its source is an education culture gone crazy with competition and a society so obsessed with one narrow vision of success that it's making our children sick. Once contained to ambitious adult professionals, the sickness now afflicts children, who absorb the message that sprinting for the top is the only way to succeed. Still fragile and impressionable, they feel they must outshine their peers with perfect performances in every realm: school, test scores, sports, arts, and activities. If they fall short, they believe they have failed. As a result, some children have ended up in pediatricians' and psychologists' offices with stress-induced illnesses that could last a lifetime. Others will avoid medical trouble, but will nonetheless miss the chance to enjoy their childhoods, explore genuine interests, and discover who they really are. A grassroots movement is growing to cure this disease. In my travels across the country since the release of my first film, Race to Nowhere, and in researching my new film, Beyond Measure, I have found a veritable army of fellow changemakers. There are hundreds of thousands of parents and students.